keep your emotions in check. So this section is going to be on keeping your emotions under control when you're flipping things, when you're buying things, when you're selling things, when you're dealing with other people. The fact is, we're all, as human beings, we're all emotional creatures, okay? We can let our emotions drive us, or we can take control of our emotions and basically steer our lives the way we want it to be. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but basically the way you handle or don't handle your emotions will determine most of your life and what you'll achieve throughout your life. Now, when it comes to flipping things, it's way too easy to get your emotions involved during all the parts of a deal. You know, the buying process, the selling, and simply dealing with other human beings, okay? When you're emotional in moderation, in a good way, it can close the deal. But if you get your negative emotions involved, you can lose it as well as future ones. In fact, if you think about this business, you'll realize that it's the perfect setup for losing control. First of all, let's talk about the big thing, and that is that it involves money, okay? Anything involving money, for most people, can be an emotional thing. Second is the fact that you're buying things and you're selling things, you know, physical objects and materials. You know, maybe it's a personal treasure that you feel attached to, or maybe it's some item that you just don't want to see go and it prevents you from selling it. Or you buy something to flip, but then next thing you know, you're like kind of getting attached to it. You fell in love with it and you kind of want to keep it. Okay, you just missed out on a deal because, you know, you let your emotions take over. And on the flip side of things, you can face the opposite, meaning desperation to get rid of something. So let's say you bought something to flip and it's just not selling for a while. You might feel desperate to maybe lower the price, cut into your profits just to sell it. Now, sometimes that's necessary, but when it comes to just simply a matter of patience and emotions, you don't want to make decisions like that unless you truly know that it's the right thing to do and you thought it through. And to top it all off, of course, you're dealing with human beings, okay? You know, you're calling via text, calling in person, face-to-face, email, especially when it comes to doing business like this and just these kinds of transactions. Let's say you post something up for sale and someone gives you a super low offer and you just feel insulted and you feel angry that they would even offer such a low price. You can't let your emotions take over. You can't get pissed off and angry and be like, oh, never, and then, you know, become resentful and, you know, it just keeps adding up. If you give in to your emotions, it's going to take over like a disease. So you have to be able to have complete control over your emotions. Now, if you're going to have any kind of emotions, make sure they're positive, okay? And that's because positive emotions make money and negative energy loses it. You have to learn to master your emotions and completely cut out negativity starting today. My first step to doing this, and I would recommend this to everybody else, is choose your friends carefully. Okay, now this might not seem like anything that'll tap into your flipping, you know, emotions when it comes to that. But the fact is that if you're in an environment of negativity, negative friends, negative people, bad energy, that's going to tap into who you are, your identity, which in turn ties into the business you're doing, the people you're dealing with, the way you communicate with others, you know, buyers, sellers, etc. So the first step to developing a positive environment, you know, positive energy, positive emotions, is cut out negative people, create an environment of positivity where there's no way negativity can come through and affect you. There's literally no benefit at all to being negative or having a negative mindset. But on the other hand, positive attitude needs exercise, just like a muscle. You have to train it and develop it in order to maintain it and keep it going. First step to doing that is you have to cut out negativity, okay? Keep a positive mindset while always focusing on a better future. And this business of flipping things can deliver that if you think positively. The next thing when it comes to emotions is learn to be cool, okay? Don't get emotionally attached to items. This is really hard. I know I struggle with it even today, but I started to train myself to be able to recognize this and stop it as soon as I notice it. So passion makes it easy to sell, but it can also get misdirected onto the item. And especially the more deals you do, the more likely you're going to become attached to something, okay? You know, you can flip tons and tons and stuff, you're bound to come across that one or two items where you're just like, I don't know what it is. I just freaking love this thing. I do not want to get rid of it. I don't want to sell it. And it's really easy to lose focus of the big picture and basically the reason, you know, why you're doing what you're doing and getting attached to an item that you might have bought to resell for a profit. And the truth is, you know, being a human being, an emotional creature, you're going to get attached to items, okay? You're going to want items. And it's not just one or two things you might want. You're going to keep, you'll notice the more things you flip, you're going to keep falling in love with things, okay? It might be like a furniture piece you buy to flip and you have it placed in your living room at that perfect spot. And it kind of just grows onto you and you're like, shoot, man, I kind of want to keep this now. And then you're going to try to justify it at that point, you know, why you should keep it and come up with reasons why you should keep it. So you're trying to convince yourself that you should keep it because this and that and, oh, it matches the couch, etc. Now, I'm not meaning to discourage you from keeping something that you want. I'm all for having the things you want in life, whether they're materialistic or non-materialistic. And I feel that you deserve to have what you want. But what I'm saying here, the point I'm trying to make is don't let it run you. Okay, if you're going to keep something because you really like it, do it because you can. Do it because you're making that decision and you have full control. Don't do it and then try to justify it afterwards. And if the items in your house are just stacking up and you find yourself keeping a ton of things, know that it's gone too far and it's time to dump that emotional attachment completely, okay? You're gonna have to cut it out and really regroup with yourself and create a new game plan for handling this type of thing. Not to mention, if you're emotionally attached to something, it might even take a hit on your negotiating position. How can you successfully negotiate with someone if you are so attached to an item where you're just finding reasons to say no, okay? So try and get into the habit of going into deals with complete control over your emotions and you'll find that you'll be in a much stronger position, you know, a place of power. Not only that, you'll also find that it becomes easier to say no to the attraction of those items, making more decisions to not keep things you're emotionally attached to. Basically, at the end of the day, keep reminding yourself of your long-term goals. Why are you in this? What are your long-term financial goals or your life goals? Or why are you doing all of this flipping business? Why did you decide to pick up the Flipping Ninja Blueprint? I mean, if you're just treating this as like a hobby and not a business, then you're perfectly fine, but know that it is going to cut into your profits and how much money you're going to make. But if you've got large goals of, for example, maybe completely becoming financially independent, or let's say you have a strict goal of, you know, you want to come up with a down payment money for a house, you don't really have time for emotions. You don't have time for keeping things, for, you know, becoming attached to things. You have to keep moving, okay? Keep moving forward and stop dwelling on items. Now, for me, I've trained myself completely the other way to such a level that whenever I get something, whether it's a lot of money or something nice or etc., I want to get rid of it as fast as I can. Like literally, I don't want to hold on to it. Now, I'm not saying like I want to waste it or spend it. I'm saying if $10,000 in cash was just thrown into my hand, I want this thing out of my hands as fast as possible, out there working for me and, you know, invest it so I can make more. And it's no different when it comes to something you buy with the intention of flipping it for a profit, but then you falling in love with it and wanting to keep it. Okay, whenever you buy something and you start to feel that, immediately stop, recognize it, and flip that switch off. Okay, be like a machine. Be able to completely turn your emotions off and keep it going. Okay, sell the item, flip the item, you know, invest the money, whatever it is. Keep things going. Don't let these things take control of you and affect your decision-making ability. In the flipping business, you're going to have to learn how to emotionally detach from items that you get so that you can keep moving forward, keep making more money, and eventually, maybe someday, you can make the decision and choice to actually reward yourself because of how successful you've been and buy that item or etc. But another key tip to keep in mind is ask yourself, would I have bought this thing anyway? If I wasn't buying this item to flip it, would I have wanted to go out and buy it on my own? Or did my buying it trigger and basically start up this emotional attachment to it? Okay, try and learn to be able to completely detach from materialistic things. Instead, you want to focus on what truly matters, and that is investing time, energy, and money into yourself. Because at the end of the day, you are your greatest asset. You're your most valuable asset, and nothing outside of yourself, I'm talking, you know, materialistic type things, should affect you in any way. You know, you should feel completely fulfilled just through yourself. Someone told me one time, they say, you can take a millionaire, you can take away everything he owns, all his money, all his property, all of his possessions, put him in a completely new town or city with nothing, and within 1 year, he will become wealthy again. And that's because he himself is his own most valuable asset, okay? Nothing else matters. I mean, you lose a material thing, you lose some money, you lose an item, or you sell something, you get rid of it. It doesn't matter because you can just go get it again, or you can just go make it again. And that's the level you want to get to. Now for me, as soon as something bad happens, no more than 60 seconds later, I'm thinking about how to move on to the next thing or how to come up with a solution. And that applies to not just the flipping business, but also in life, you know, just in general. Know how to emotionally detach and move forward or move on when you have to, okay? When it's the healthy and best thing to do. Don't dwell on things. Instead, constantly focus on solutions. Never dwell on problems. Always be positive and optimistic. Have an abundance mindset, and you'll never be miserable or stressed or bitter again. You'll always be happy.